Yeah, I feel that we're nowhere near our true potential as yet. I think we've been not muddling through, a little bit better than that this season. But, you know, we have talent, we have depth in the squad. I don't think we've fired on all cylinders yet. So hopefully, you know, we're going to see these next few games out before the new year, and we can fire just when we need to, when it's coming around to the playoff time.
Yeah. Why is that? Is it because you brought so many new men in, do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always very difficult when, you know, it's practically a brand new team, with the exception of Jamal and Alex Awumi and Khalil. The rest of them are practically new, learning a new system, learning to play with new players, learning what I'm about. So everybody's still learning at this present time, and it's very tough year on year to try and rebuild a team, but that's what we're having to do. And we're doing it pretty well at the moment. We're still second in the league, so we're doing a good job there, but I still think there's way more potential to come from the team.
Yeah. Now, you lost one man and you're looking for somebody else to come in. Any success with that?
We're still looking. We've got three or four irons in the fire, as you say. I'm looking at just making sure that we do get the right player this time, who's certainly going to come in and give us a boost at both ends of the floor. So, you know, we're not rushing into just signing any old player. We're being very, very careful with the player we choose, and the player that does come in will certainly have an impact on the team.
Yeah. How do you go about that? I mean, are there people that you've sort of got on your radar already?
Yeah, there's people on the radar, you know, looking at different agents, you know, just seeing what's out there. You know, you can go on the internet and find players that are available. And it's just a matter of saying, just doing your homework, really, and being patient, and hopefully the right player will come along.
Yeah, I suppose word of mouth comes into that. If you know a coach that's coached somebody, you can talk to them about it.
Absolutely. Coaches, you know, ex-players, players who are here now who might know of people. So, you know, you just try and tap into all those networks that you have. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're looking for a certain type of player. So one of the best recommendations are former players or players that are here at the moment, because they know what's expected and they know what we're about. You know, we have a fantastic facility and a fantastic organisation here, well backed by the University of Worcester. And so, you know, this is a great place to come and play. So, you know, we're not short of one or two players who want to come and play here. It's just picking the right player.
Yeah. Let's look forward to the weekend. Manchester, so that'll be a good home again on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be another good game. And in fact, this will be the third and final time that we're playing Manchester in the Championship, which is quite unusual at this stage. We're just a third of this way through the season, and we'll have finished with Manchester this weekend. So it's 1-1 at the moment. And so both teams are playing for the head-to-head, which is very, very important. And one of the goals we set out at the start of the season is to make sure that we win more head-to-heads than we lose. So a big game for us. We're at home. Hopefully there's going to be a big crowd, and you know, we can get the job done.
Yeah. Who's the star man for Manchester? Who can the crowd look out for?
Well, unfortunately, it's one of our ex-players, David Watts, who certainly when we played them up in Manchester had a fantastic game against us and played tremendously well. So we really got to take him out of the game and limit his production. And if we can do that, we give ourselves a good chance of winning.
And then you got Cheshire. What are they like this season?
Well, it's a good question, because we played them on the 3rd of October and they've practically got a whole brand new team, and they've made about 8 or 9 changes this season already. But they are in a rich vein of form, probably one of the form teams along with Newcastle this at the moment in time, having won 6 games in a row, albeit with teams in and around them and below them. But you know, it's going to be a big test for both teams. I think they need to know whether they can compete with the people at the top of the top half of the league, and you know, we need to sort of go to their home and do a job on them. So I'm expecting a very, very tough game.
That's unusual, mid-season, just to change a squad, but that many players, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a few teams, you know, who have done that this year, and, you know, maybe it's down to bad recruitment, maybe it's players don't settle. I mean, a lot of things come into play with that, so that's why it's really important that you do your homework well, so that you can have a steady and stable team as much as possible right from the start.
I mean, double headers these days, they're a lot rarer than they were when you first got in the BBL.
It is quite rare, and actually when we were playing on a Saturday, home games on Saturday, we quite often found ourselves having a lot of double headers, either Friday, Saturday or Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, so that's one of the reasons why we moved our games to a Friday, so that if we did have a double header, it would more likely be a Friday and a Sunday. So at least we had that day's break in between, which suits us fine. So, you know, it's one of those rare things, one of those rare sports where we do have double headers in this country. I don't think any other country has that. So it is a bit unique, but it is what it is. We've got to get the games in, and that's why it happens.
Looking ahead, Christmas not too far away now. How's your Christmas schedule looking?
Busy. We're playing on the 19th. We're playing on the 23rd. We're playing 19th against London, 23rd against Leicester. 28th, we've got Leeds here at home. and then we play on the 4th of Jan against Plymouth. So it's quite a busy schedule with training in between. We'll try and get the guys a little bit of a break in between, but certainly there's a lot of games there to be won.